I mean, just that key word of quick. I mean, that's how he really gets off the ball, and he's progressed a lot from last year. And he's that all-around quarterback that can string plays out, but you can do. He's a lot versatile. You know, they got the read plays, and they have, you know, down the field plays for him because he does have a big arm. So you gotta stop the run. That's what we mainly try to do on defense, and we have to get pressure on them when it's passing situations.
How well do you and TJ play off each other when you're both blitzing from the same side and they have trouble trying to pick out who to block?
We sort of talk about it in practice. Sometimes, you know, if I'm going underneath or if I'm going outside and he's going underneath, you know, they have to pick up one of us. And in the back is usually one of those guys unless they have some type of slide. And we work on it in practice, and whatever we get, we sort of react on it. But it's been working really well for us.
To get a second road win in the division this early in the season, I mean, that would really set you guys up for kind of taking hold of this division.
I think when you think about a road win, that's always big because you got the odds against you, but also a win against a divisional opponent, against the Raiders. This year is one of those big games where no matter what, a win is a win, but it's a big win for us, and we got to go in there in a hostile environment and play well against them.
Marcus, do you think you surprise people when they put you on the center?
Yeah, usually I'm on the outside, but by the time the center, you know, picks his head up and if he sees me and Vaughn or some other guy there, that's a alert a little bit, and they have to sort of change the blocking scheme. But if they don't, we usually know where they're going and how they're doing it. So it's you can be effective with it, and sometimes you can, you know, do those types of things where you can make them do a blocking scheme. You can bring other guys. So it's just you just got to look at it as a good scheme for us and for the guys that we have.
You ever have a guy look up and you see sort of the surprise on his face when he does that first glance?
But hopefully by the time he picks his head up, the ball is snapping him past him. But usually when they look up, they don't suspect. They'll think about Malik or Wolf. But if they see me and Vaughn, they know that, especially if it's a pressure situation, that you have a pressure guy there, so they have to get off the ball a little bit faster. Or they're a little bit more alert about it.
Y'all are starting fast, getting sacks early, but also closing fast with takeaways at the end of every game. How important are those quick starts and fast finishes that you guys are having?
I think when you start the game off, it sort of starts off in practice. We start practice off with trying to make those big plays at the beginning of practice because that sort of can be that momentum builder throughout the game, but also being able to close games out and get off the field on third down and make those big plays. And we do that in practice week in and week out, and it carries over into the game. And that's what we really harp on, making those big plays. Because sometimes, yeah, plays are going to be made on you on defense because all offenses, they're good. So you got to be able to sort of convert and make those big plays to sort of fill that void.
Playing well at the end, is that a conditioning thing? Is it also a way kind of shuffling guys in and giving you and Vaughn some respites early in the game?
I think it's a conditioning thing because we practice really hard up here, especially in the high altitudes. But the substitutions, and you have guys in there that are playing really well, the second string guys, so guys are fresh. And we're holding the ball pretty well on offense, and sometimes the best offense is their defense because they're holding the ball and they're not scoring any points on the opposing team. So we got a good formula here, and we're just trying to keep it going.
How liberating is it to play on a defense with that kind of creativity as compared to last year?
I think it was there last year, but it, you know, a lot of guys still trying to figure out where they fit, and a lot of guys are comfortable now where they fit, and just that mentality of this is what I bring to the game, and this is my responsibility. And the guys are very comfortable with each other, playing with each other, and you can see that in the game. We're out there having fun.
You see that the 3-4 is a better fit for your defense as a whole, the way that people are able to move around and make plays?
Yeah, when you think about the 3-4, you always think about, you know, the three big guys up front and then the airplanes, too, that are going right now. Yeah. And you think about the linebackers, and you got to have good cover guys. So we have those versatile guys to where you can move around. You can make, you know, different type of schemes. You can, you know, get what you want, especially athletic guys that can play like Malik and drop. Or, you know, I can get back out there and rush, and Talib can rush, or TJ can rush. So you bring in other guys that they don't suspect that can actually do the same job, and it messes up their scheme a little bit.
What has Derek been like in his first week back in practice?
He's been excited. I mean, I think he was here about 12 o'clock midnight, as fast as he could to get on the field. And you can just see the tenacity that he brings to the game. He's excited to play, especially being off those 4 weeks. And he's picked up a couple more pass rush moves, so I'm excited to see him out there on the field.
What does he bring to this defense?
You know, when you think about that mauler, gritty type player that's always around the ball, that's always trying to punch the ball, strip the ball out, and bringing that extra edge to our defense. And I think that's what Wolf is bringing to our defense.
Seems like after every team they play you, they always say, we were surprised by the speed. You know, is that something that you think that it's not duplicated on tape once you get on the field with y'all? Are you faster than
a lot of I think it's a lot of the want to. And when you think about guys and the speed that we have, a lot of teams have the speed, but it's about having that speed for four quarters. And in practice, we do the same thing, and we really harp on running to the ball. If, you know, TJ gets an interception, now it's time for us to score. And we're saying, hey, we're scoring on defense. And we just get out there and just play and just play with a type of tenacity that, you know, teams can't match.
What is it about Wade that makes him such a fun guy to play for? Is that he turns you loose? That he trusts you? What is it that you and your teammates
talk about? I mean, some coaches throw the kitchen sink at you before you have to think so much after or before every play. But he makes it simple for us. So now you can read your keys a lot more. You can study a lot more film. You can figure out how they're going to attack you. So no matter what defense we run, we know how they're going to attack us, and we can be aggressive.